In today's video and podcast, I want to talk about why you probably should not have a savings account with your bank in comparison with trading Forex. So let me share more details and explain exactly what I mean right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here. Today is Friday the 30th of May, and I want to talk about bank savings rates as a comparison with what you can potentially make from the Forex market. Look, I've had another really good week. I'm up 6.5% on my account so far for this week, with still with one more day to go for the rest of the week, and some trades open behind me here looking really good. I shared all of those trades with my clients last night on our live 2.5 hour trading room webinar, and during that session I highlighted the fact of why for a lot of people, you probably shouldn't have a savings or bank, because the interest rates around the world are just so pathetically low right now in terms of for savers. I highlighted a British website that I found, and I found that the highest 1 year rate on savings accounts was 1.71% for the whole year. I also highlighted a US website that I found. The very highest that I could find, just searching yesterday, was 0.95% return paid in 1 year in the US. So it's absolutely awful. Of course, it's great if you're borrowing money, that's absolutely fine. But as traders, we're looking at investing and returns of what we can make on our investments. So you look at those figures, and my 6.5% for 1 week with a very, very low risk amount on each trade, it just shows you the benefits of Forex trading once you understand it and once you've mastered it and consistently trade well. Now, of course, 6.5% is not what I achieve every week, but it shows what can be achieved when you have a good week. And as I mentioned, I discussed that with my clients last night on the webinar. So for the week, I've had on my account that I trade the daily charts, the weekly charts, the 1 hour charts, and I also took a 15 minute chart on the webinar live in front of clients. I am up 3.7% on that account. On another account that I trade only 4 hour charts, I'm up 2.8% for the week. And as I've mentioned, I've still got trades open here behind me. So it's 6.5% return in the first 4 days of the week, which is not a bad return, especially when you compare it to those awful interest rates that you can get with your savings in 1 year. The other thing I want to talk about, and again, I discussed it with my clients on our webinar yesterday, was, in my opinion, why news trading is probably not a great thing to do. And it's why I suggest that people trade what they see on their charts and not what they think. I'll give you two examples of what happened yesterday in the news and how they affected the charts. Now, yesterday out of Australia, there was a high impact news announcement. You can see it on Forex Factory or whatever calendar you use. And it was called Private Capital Expenditure. And it came out at minus 4.2%. And the expected was minus 1.6%. So it came out 2.5 times worse than the expected figure. And all that happened yesterday is the Australian dollar went up and up and up. It went really strong. And even today into Friday, I'm looking for buy positions on the Australian dollar. So the news was 2.5 times worse than expected. And it was the only high impact scheduled news announcement out of Australia yesterday. So it's 2.5 times worse than expected, yet the Australian dollar got stronger and stronger all day. You know, it's hard to figure. Also, yesterday, just before that announcement, out of Japan, there was the retail sales, the year-on-year retail sales. They came out of minus 4.4% out of Japan, as opposed to last year's positive 11%. So last year it's plus 11, this year it's minus 4.4, you know, a huge difference. Yet all that happened throughout the most of yesterday was the Japanese yen strengthened, you know, and I called for the yen to strengthen yesterday on my daily analysis, and that's what it did for much of the day. So it just goes to show that you can't really have too much of a fundamental news and opinion and trade currencies at the same time. That's my opinion. Now, I know there's a lot of people that do trade news announcements and fundamental trading. That's absolutely fine. I've got no issue with it as such if that works for you. But in my opinion, it's far better to trade off the charts and the technicals and to trade what actually happens, not what you think should happen. There's a big difference there. The last thing I want to mention is that my ebook is available on Kindle and as a physical book on Amazon. And if you haven't yet attended one of my free webinars, not my clients' webinars, they're only for clients, but one of the free webinars that I hold each week, if you've not attended one of those yet, make sure you jump on, because there's a lot of free and very good trading information given out on those webinars. So that's it for now. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. I look forward to talking to you this time next week. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Bye for now.